بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We read the hadith in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that believing man and woman will continuously be afflicted. Some conditions will come on them of calamities and hardships in respect of themselves, their children, their wealth, until they meet Allah without any son in their name. A further explanation to this is that the calamities that will come to this people with regard to themselves refer to sicknesses which they may go through. Sometimes some conditions of poverty, all different types of conditions which will come in a person himself. Sometimes he loses his wealth, sometimes some accident takes place, and in his own person he goes through various types of issues. Or it is with regard to the family, with regard to them, it is that calamities with regard to the children refer to the death perhaps of children, sicknesses, instability, or any issue that may cause hurt to a parent. Sometimes some parents, they have really, it is a blessing of a disabled child, of a retarded child. Sometimes the children goes through some divorce matters. Sometimes they have some other illnesses. All these are from Allah Ta'ala. A mu'min, a believer, we should always understand it is from Allah Ta'ala, and we should accept it as such wholeheartedly. Then it is a source of great goodness for us. If we fight it, we are fighting ourselves. And we ourselves will always be in a state of confusion, in a state of mental depression, all difficult things. If you accept it, Allah, it is from you, you send it, I accept it. You relieve yourself of all that. And you yourself, though that outward difficulty is there, but you live a comfortable life. Inside of you, your heart and mind, you are at ease. You are not fighting with anyone. And when a person fights with Allah, so to say, then everyone fights with him. Then he finds more things going wrong. And when he submits to Allah, though this outward, his own health condition may be like that, he may be going through some other difficulty, etc., or with his children, etc., but he will be in himself, he will be at ease and comfortable. Calamities with regard to wealth refer to loss or destruction due to fire, theft, etc., somebody doing us down in business, etc., a wrong deal, and somebody, these are things that happen commonly. People swindle us, take our money, people lend money, they don't pay back, etc. All these things that happen to a person, a robbery takes place, etc. All these are with regard to the wealth of a person. The underlying thing is that sometimes, or moreover, it is generally because of our sins that Allah brings us. And now, when we bid very patiently, Allah Ta'ala forgives those sins also. And then we finally reach Allah that all our sins are forgiven. Ulama explained, for some people it is a test from Allah, that Allah has already fixed a high position for them in Jannah, but with their amal, they haven't reached that position. Now Allah brings these tests and trials in their lives. And in those cases, Allah gives them sabr also. The world feels sorry for them, but when you see them, they are smiling, they are happy. You try and console them. In fact, they console you. It is Allah gives them that complete patience, and they bear it very happily. And they go through with it nicely in this world also, though outwardly the world thinks they are suffering. But they go through with it nicely, and with all this, not their sins, but for such people, their stages are going higher and higher. And finally, when Maut comes and takes them over, they immediately go into those very high stages. And before leaving this world already, Allah shows them the abode of Jannah, and what they have achieved, and those few moments overcome their whole life of difficulties, whether it was difficulties within themselves or their children or their property, their wealth, etc. They forget about that immediately and they see that great enjoyment. The important thing is to build our iman. On the other hand, the slightest little problem that comes, if a person's iman is not made, he sort of goes out of his mind. How many people go like in a mad state, the depression they go through, that we just can't take it. We have to build our connection with Allah Ta'ala, realize it's from Allah, and then we accept it wholeheartedly. Otherwise, a person immediately goes into a panic state. He is overtaken with all types of fears, small things he is frightened of, and then he starts panicking. And when a person is in that condition, he holds on to anything that comes in front of him. Even how many people at such time, then they start going to some gomas, etc. They go to other people, they go to Christian people for treatment. They go to Hindu people for treatment. Whatever they can, then they forget about Allah and the commands of Allah, and they go into all various type of things. Therefore, it's very necessary that we continuously make an effort to build our iman, trust in Allah, accept Him. Then a person's dignity remains in place, his mind and heart is in order all the time, and is at ease with himself. People who are around him also are at ease. And the other way, he is all the time parishan. He hasn't got any peace, and he makes everyone uneasy around him also. All the time complaining, all the time moaning, etc. And he makes everyone else also uneasy. So iman is a great treasure which Allah has given us. We have to look after it, we have to build it, and make it stronger and stronger all the time.